Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to
Mind Body Stuff.
I'm Kaylee.
I'm Bernice.
How are you guys today?
It's another podcast.
It's another podcast, but you guys, it's a podcast that is...
Yes.
I'm not saying it right. We're not doing a podcast next week.
That's we're not doing a podcast next week. No, we're
another day, another podcast. Yeah, we're going to skip next week.
Another day, another podcast for you.
Oh, that's pretty.
Would you like to buy some merchandise from Ula Studio? I'm just trying to throw in our own, like, advertising.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
Look at it go, you guys.
They do that on those fancy podcasts, don't they, guys? Don't you listen to that? Ladies, gentlemen, people, folks, whoever you are.
What?
They do these little, like, throw-ins, like, I used my Ivory soap last night, and I feel great. How about you?
Ivory paid them a lot of money.
A lot of money. See, Ivory, whatever.
Whatever.
Anyway, just
we're not bitter.
We're not bitter.
Uh-uh.
No, we're sweet.
Because
we use Ivory. Now, Kaylee, why aren't we doing a podcast next week?
Why? Because I'm going out of town.
You're going on vacation?
I'm going on vacation.
What?
Every year, this is my family trip to the Pacific Northwest. I love it there so much.
So nice.
I feel like that's where fairies live.
A lot of fairies.
I've run into
quite a few there, actually.
I have too.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. No, I love it out there. We go to the ocean. Is it actually the ocean?
Yeah, so what do you mean, is it the ocean?
Isn't it just kind of those little...
The sound?
The sound.
They call it the sound.
Yeah, the sound.
But it's part of the ocean, I mean, but it is in this...
Yeah, you can kind of see land on the other side.
Yeah, yeah. But if you just travel
a little bit further out,
you're in the Pacific Ocean.
I love it there. I love oysters.
Is it calm in there?
Yeah.
Calmer?
Oh, yeah.
Because it's in the sound.
Yeah. I love it. I love the...
She likes oysters.
I love the food. I love the weather.
The temperature.
I hate it when it... is hot out, and so I love the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, it's kind of cozy and damp.
I love it so much.
And the temperature seems very consistent.
It does
seem
consistent.
It's like not up and down. Like here, sometimes here it's like 38 at night.
And then 20.
Yeah, it's like so at night you're dressed in the afternoon, you got your shorts on, and
we'll
be sitting outside, and then suddenly it's like 9 p.m. and I'm like, uh-oh, I feel like I might get hypothermic. Or earlier in the day, you're just so painfully hot.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
But never very unusual for that to happen in the Pacific Northwest, I'm just saying.
I really wish that I lived there, but I just can't. I can't. I live here.
Mm-mm.
I live here. I have my things here, my people here.
You're getting a nice place on
Bought
the
a piece of land.
Creek, which is, you know, and it is a little bit, as she said on her post, like the Pacific Northwest up there.
There's moss growing on the rocks next to the creek.
Yeah.
Which to me, that sealed the deal.
There you go.
Anyway, but this year we're going to go actually up to Victoria, British Columbia.
Oh, very pretty. Mm-hmm. I've never been there actually.
For the 4th of July.
Oh, for the 4th of July.
You know, get out of the U.S. for the birthday of our
country. Well,
they
probably won't have fireworks up there then, I don't think.
Well, I don't care about fireworks.
I know. Not that I do.
Do you?
Well, I wasn't allowed to have... We weren't allowed to do
another
them.
One of these stories? You weren't allowed to as a kid?
We weren't allowed to do fireworks. So now I'm kind of obsessed with them, which makes my husband very upset because he hates them.
I don't... I'm indifferent
to them. He doesn't like them.
I don't really care about them.
But I get all like, oh my gosh, the color's amazing. Let's shoot some.
They're so expensive for just a weird little thing.
They are expensive. And every year we almost always injure someone.
Oh, yeah. There is that real fear.
Almost always.
Mm-hmm.
Or we almost burnt down the ranch one year.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
That was the end of my husband's foray into the fireworks.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So vacation.
So we decided, well, you picked this topic. So you can do the lead in for this one.
Yes. So you're going on vacation. And I was just noticing how you were preparing for vacation. How are you feeling as you were preparing for vacation?
Well, there's so much to do.
Mm.
There's so much to do because this week we have to prep for the July 1st launch, which means there's a massive amount of work that goes into just the all the merchandise, the inventory, the pricing, the photo shoots, the website updates, the, you know, everything. There's just a massive amount to do with that. Then it's on Friday tomorrow. It's 2 weeks until a training in Missoula. And you guys, I effed up big time. Oh. And I accidentally let 30 people into the training. So it's going to be a big one. Oopsies. But we figured it out. We have a solution. It's not, people aren't going to die at it, which is good. So that's good.
I kind of like a lot of people.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it's a lot. So anyways, I have to do all the prep work for that. We have to build the playlists and, you know, create the album and the email and all that. Then I have payroll to do. I have, we're working on a bunch of website updates. You guys go check out the Missoula and the Bozeman studio pages on our website. I've been working with our web people on that.
They look really nice.
Had to do a bunch of choreography this week since I'm leaving. What else? Yeah, just, it's just been a busy week.
And that's just work.
That's just ULA work. That's not even...
That's personal. Not even personal work, which is your home, getting that ready for
it
to be.
I haven't started that. I hate that.
I know. But then packing. That's the next thing that you've got to tackle.
Yeah, I do.
And the packing for three small children.
Sucks.
Not like.
Real bad.
They're not like even 10, 8, and.
No. No one can wipe their own butts yet.
No one can butt wipe.
Well,
I don't know.
Butt wipe.
Huxley probably still needs quite a bit of help with the butt wiping.
With the butt wiping, I think. Yes. Yeah. Which makes me nervous for kindergarten. How do they do it?
There is this magical transition where they kind of understand that they got to wipe their butt or they don't go poo-poo.
Oh, they wait till they come home.
Yeah, that's what happened to Ray Ray anyway, who got was like, kind of come home like, I don't know what
happened. Anyways, we digress.
Anyway. But yeah. There's all the stuff you have to do for the kids and the house next.
Right.
So I was just thinking, even for me, this is what happens right before vacation because I just went to go visit my mom a few weeks ago.
Yes.
And right before, I'm always like, I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Because I just feel like everything is so hard.
Yeah.
Like having to get everything organized. I had to make sure the same thing with you. All the bills are paid. Everything's going to run smoothly. And I just, right before, I'm just like, why do we go on vacation?
Yeah, because it feels stressful when you're getting ready. But it's so nice when you do it.
But it's such that interesting. I don't know if I felt that much stress when I was younger about taking a vacation. I don't remember that.
Probably because you had so many less responsibilities.
And you didn't own a home. Like all the stuff where you have a home and you have a pet maybe.
Taking my pet, which I appreciate.
I do have your pet.
Thank you.
So I just find it such an interesting conundrum that for me anyway, right before vacation, I kind of resent the idea of the vacation.
Mm, mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, but then once you do the vacation.
Oh, it's amazing. But I also, when I'm on vacation, you like to work when you're on vacation. I hate working when I'm on vacation. Like when I vacate.
Yeah.
I vacate. I'm out.
Well, it's hard. I don't really have like. We don't do vacations much. Like when I go visit my mom, it doesn't
just
feel like a vacation and I'm bored.
Yeah.
It would be different, I guess, if we went to like, you know, like you guys are doing or
exploring every day. You're doing activities. Yeah.
It would be. So I just don't want to be bored.
Well, you don't like being bored, but you have a problem. You don't like to just sit with, like, you don't like to just sit down. You don't like to sit down.
Down. You don't like to sit down.
Down, lady.
Well, and then if I'm sitting down, then I'm like, well, why don't I just get my computer out?
Start working. And you're like, let me just pull up that spreadsheet one more time.
I'm like, you know, so-and-so. I'm just curious.
Are they going to recertify, do you think?
It's like,
I don't know.
Jenica, I haven't heard from you, Jenica. You know, it's like the poor people are like, I thought your pictures of you somewhere on a beach.
Yeah, like, aren't you on vacation?
Go away.
Yeah, leave us alone.
But yeah. You know what happens to me, though, even though I'm still kind of working on vacation, I'm not working as much, obviously.
Right.
And I suddenly my brain feels totally freed up.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because I'm not around my normal pattern of behavior,
mm-hmm.
which is like I go to work and then I get a chai tea and then I go to the computer and then I go home and then I think about dinner, you know, all the things. And then I got to feed the dog.
Yeah.
Suddenly I'm on vacation and I feel like my brain is just like, la la, what do you want to do with it today?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, maybe I'll write a story or, you know, all the stuff that I don't normally do in my everyday life.
I feel like I'm slightly different than that in that, like, my normal daily life, I'm constantly thinking. Like, I know I keep talking about this on this podcast, but my brain never really slows down. And I'm always like, and then when I'm taking a shower, I'm not just enjoying my shower. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's what I want to, you know. or like I have this revelation about something, or I want to, you know, choreograph to this song, or whatever it is. But it's interesting for me when I'm on vacation because I can really, really be present.
Oh, with the everybody.
I'm not distracted. I'm not distracted by all the other things I have going on. That's why I'm like, I either should have been a worker or I should have been a stay-at-home mom, because I suck when I try to do both.
Yeah.
It's really hard for me.
Well, I think most people have a real hard time doing parenting and working. Yeah. Yeah. I think it's a real...
It's hard.
Oh, yeah. And there's all the, as we talked before many times, the mom guilt and then...
But it's like on the weekend.
Oh, the weekend.
I'm a great mom. I'm such a great mom on the weekend because I'm like, I don't have other things that I have to do. So it's like, right. Yeah, let's go here, kids. Or blah, blah, blah. But it's like on the days that I have to do both, I'm not that good at it. So it's really nice for me to go on vacation because then I'm like, I just am like present. I just feel so present when I'm on vacation, which I love. So my work is then to figure out how to, you know, I just need to compartmentalize things more, I feel like. But I am a thinker. So it's like very, I don't know. It's hard because I do enjoy being in my head.
Yes, right.
But I also know that it's distracting from my life.
Right.
So I've got to figure out, you know, I wish I could just put a little wall up.
And that's why I think the beauty of vacation is, because it kind of throws that in.
Yeah.
Like you're like, oh, now I'm present every day.
Yeah. And we're just with a family the whole time. It's like, not like, okay, I'll be home at 11 to grab Frankie and then you have your meeting at 11:15 and then we'll switch again. It's like, boop, 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 boop. It's just back and forth all the time.
No, sometimes. You're just together.
So it's just like to be together with your family is such a special thing.
Yeah.
It's just so special.
With no distractions.
Just to spend time with your family.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, and unfortunately, like, you know, sometimes I have to remove myself from my life to do that, which is the beauty of vacation.
Well, I think that is the beauty of vacation. We forget. And I think in our culture, vacations aren't really honored as much. Like, you would know more, like in Norway or Sweden, don't they give them like 6 weeks off or something?
I get tons of time
like
off.
Required. I mean, in Germany, remember? I remember being in Europe and there were so many Germans everywhere vacationing. And they're like, oh, it's my 4 week, you know.
Yeah.
It's guaranteed. They get it.
Yeah. Or you can go to shops and they're like, we're closed for 3 weeks.
Yeah. Because
they're just going to shut down. They're going to shut down. They're not going to be stressed. They're not going to sacrifice vacation. They're not going to have their employees be at work while they're not at work. You know, it's just like, guess what? We shut down for these 3 weeks and my family goes to the beach.
And that's
we take our holiday.
Yeah.
The month of August.
Yeah.
And so the store's closed.
That's so sorry, people. But it's so different here.
Just the more, so we're, as you know, we're planning Tulum workshops.
Tulum.
And we're thinking and talking a lot.
We got some good stuff going on.
Oh my God, we have some good stuff. We had some juices flowing this week and we have designed some really fun stuff. But one of the things that we keep coming back to is, gosh, we really got screwed by the Puritans.
Oh my goodness.
Like this puritanical, like... thing that we all deal with is just so exhausting and it's so not enjoyable.
Oh no. And that's why I think vacation is kind of associated with pleasure.
Uh-huh.
Like, and so you're having pleasure now. So for me, it's always like, have I earned it?
Uh-huh.
Even on vacations when it's like, well, did I finish that one task I laid out for myself the night before? Because
right.
Then now you can go walk on the beach. I'm like, whatever, you're on vacation.
Yeah.
You could walk on the beach at 6 a.m. You don't have to earn it. But
yeah.
That's that puritanical belief system.
It's very odd.
That it's like, you know, vacation is bad.
Yeah, you're not being productive. And being productive is you know, so valued. It's like, how much did you get done?
Yes, exactly.
How much are you doing? And yeah, Julie said something very interesting that her husband Ben said, and he said like we kind of got screwed by like three main things in the U.S. like the puritanical background, like we are like the original sin.
Oh, we are of original sin, or we were created from original sin.
Like,
or...
so we always have this guilt, we always have this shame, we always have like
right. There's always sin floating around in our head, sort of.
So we just carry that with us, which is unhealthy. And then you have that.
What a weird word, sin.
What is the
S I N? Isn't that interesting?
Maybe some of
you folks know, but I just all of a sudden I thought sin. Like it's almost like, well, in math there's like sine or cosine.
Yeah.
But I was like sin. What an interesting word.
What? Okay.
But anyway, I just got thrown off by that for a second.
Okay, sin. Yes, interesting word. Okay.
Interesting word. Sin. S I N.
Okay, and then we have the work ethic from, you know, the like Scandinavian or like that
Germanic
Germanic work wait, work
ethic.
Ethic.
Got to put effort into your ethic.
Effort. I'm like, work effort. That's not right. Work ethic. So then we're like, work, 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 work.
You yes. know? You're only valuable if you work. You're only worthy if you work.
Exactly. And then add consumerism into that, which is basically like the more, you know, buy to show how, like, how much stuff I have, which shows how much I make, which shows, you know, like
how worthy I am.
Yeah. Like, look at me. Look how hard of a worker I am.
And it's funny, people buy all that stuff. I mean, I wonder if it's that balancing too of like, well, I'm working, so I'm going to buy another boat.
And have all this pleasure that
that I don't participate in very much, you know, or whatever. It's mm-hmm. like, but look, I must have a lot of fun. I have a lot of these toys around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or whatever it is. Look at my beautiful home and my beautiful cars and blah, blah, blah.
And I think I've told this story on the podcast before, but it was such a, it was just a really impactful story when one of my international business professors told this story. So he was talking about, there was this fisherman down in Mexico and he had like two boats and he had a really successful, like great, like fishing operation and one of, you know, in a great life and he seemed happy. And there was like some businessman who was down in Mexico vacationing and just, you know, was like drawn to this man and they started talking. He's like, you know, you could really like, you could take out a loan and you could buy more boats and you could like increase
your business
and you could have this like, you know, just that you could have this really big, this kind big business, you know, like your
fishing
your,
empire.
Yeah. You could build like your fishing empire. And then the story continued where he's like, you know, and then, you know, you'd be working all the time and be in charge of all these people, blah, blah, blah. And then basically like, you know, then you could go on vacation and essentially like, live the life that you have right now that you only are privileged to have when you can take a break from working.
Oh, how interesting.
So it's like we work so hard to have all this stuff and to build these big businesses. But it's like ultimately then we want to go so that we can then afford to go on a vacation where we don't actually have to be working that hard.
Yes.
And it's like, so why would you give up that life that is actually like your dream vacation life when you already have it?
Right.
Why? It's because in our society, we're taught that's not enough. It's not enough to have your couple boats, enjoy your life, have an hour long lunch, hanging out with your friends, like enjoying your life. We have to say, no, you have to build up your business and buy all the boats and like prove your worth. And then
look how successful
you are. And then maybe you could retire and just have your couple boats, or you could go on vacation and then hang out on the beach relaxing.
Right. You're right. Oh, that's so interesting.
Isn't it fascinating? It's like, it's really stuck with me. It stuck with me a lot throughout these years. Just like how we just push that. It's like, but why? What? How much happier is that man going to be if he then takes out all these loans and builds this huge business?
Right.
Why? When all he actually wants to do is what he's doing.
Yeah, right. Exactly. He's doing what he wants to do right now. He's exactly where he wants to be.
But we are from a culture and a society that teaches us that that is not enough.
And
that resting is lazy. That,
yeah.
You know, naps are frowned upon.
Like in Spain.
Our workday is not built around a nap in the afternoon. In Spain, when I lived in Spain, everything shuts down. Everything shuts down.
Everybody takes a nap.
Yeah.
And
maybe they don't nap, but they rest.
They read
the paper or they go to the bar.
They take a time for respite.
Yeah. For respite.
Respite care.
Yeah. They go to the bar and they have a coffee with their friends in the afternoon. Like they prioritize these things. Mm-hmm. And I think they're a lot happier people.
Yeah. I kind of shame my sister because she's like her and her husband take naps in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
They get home from work or whatever at like 2. They take a break.
Oh, sure.
From 2 to 3. And I was like, that's dumb. And I'm like, I never nap. And she just looks at me. She's like, your problem.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh.
I try to nap.
I can't nap. I'm not a good napper.
I love a nap.
I can't really nap. Unless I'm really tired. Then, of course, it's like if I've been traveling a lot or something, then I can't stop myself.
But it's just, it's unfortunate that our culture doesn't prioritize rest or respite.
Respite. I looked up respite because when we started talking about the podcast, I'm like, we could do about respite or vacations.
Which I think is respite. I've always said respite.
There is. And there's another word, respite. But I looked up. Yes.
But what does respite mean?
It might be the same. I can look it up. But I just looked up respite care because that's how I heard it. And respite care is for caregivers. Like, let's say you're working in a nursing home or maybe you're taking care of your husband and he's not well and you've been doing it for months.
Right.
And then we would come in and say, you know what, we're going to offer you some respite care.
Right.
So I'm going to come and stay with him for 3 days.
Right.
So you can just go away and not worry about doing your care for him.
Sure.
Because that's so incredibly tiring.
Right.
And, but then I thought, but we all need respite care. Because we're all caregivers.
We all are caregivers.
At some level. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's why I didn't need it as much when I was younger, because I wasn't caregiving as much in the sense of I didn't have a home and didn't have all these responsibilities. But now I feel like I need a break from all my caregiving.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
And it is that kind of feeling of, and again, like I said, I don't appreciate it until I do it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how you folks feel about that, you know, in terms of how you feel on that spectrum of whether you're like, no, I'm a vacationer. I'm very clear that I take my vacations. Mm-hmm. Or you're like, no, I feel guilty when I attempt to do my vacation and then I enjoy it once I'm on it.
Right.
But maybe building up to it, it's like, should I be doing this vacation?
Yeah. Well, and I feel that I've gotten myself into a little bit of a situation because it is very, very hard to travel with three small kids.
Yes.
But we, with Ula, we travel once a month. And so I have basically, I don't really want to travel more than that once a month. But when we're traveling for work, it's exhausting. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's exhausting.
Yeah.
It's like really intense. And we usually like fly in or drive in right before we do it. And then we leave right away. And so, yes, I'm traveling a lot. Mm-hmm. But it's not restful.
You're not resting.
And then I don't really want to go on other trips.
Yeah,
like all turned down family trip. Like, you know, there's like extended families maybe going on trips. And then I don't want to go because I don't want to leave again. I'm tired of traveling so much.
And being away from home.
But what I realize is then I'm never getting that chance because I'm traveling a lot, but I'm not checking out and just like relaxing or vacationing.
We're not vacationing.
No.
We're working.
And you do a better job because you usually go to Hawaii quite a bit.
Or yeah.
You go to the coast a lot and stuff. Like, I kind of have this like one big trip in the summer that we do every year. It's like, you know, 6 days we're going to be gone. And then maybe, you know, like Christmas or something like that. But I just haven't been doing that as much.
No.
So I feel like it's just constantly, and like, I mean, this is a very privileged conversation we're having.
Yes.
I totally understand that.
Yes.
Like, I get that. But can we incorporate a little bit more of these breaks built into our regular life? You know, and for me, like my struggle is I never turn off if I'm in my own space. So part of the work that I need to do is figuring out how to turn off more, you know, and
or
just
maybe
say,
working in those little mini vacations
or working. Yeah. But it's that still feels like work.
Like, you guys were good on those camping trips. Although I was like, geez,
you know how hard it is to pack for a camping trip?
Like my nightmare.
It's very hard to pack for a camping trip.
Nightmare. And then coming back
but
from the
enjoy
camping
it.
But you guys, and you do seem happy when you come back.
I love it. I love getting away with my family.
Like, you feel
you seem very
light too when you come back, even though it is a lot of packing
and I love it.
Managing. But you do seem lighter when you come back.
Yeah.
And I have difficulty in my marriage. What? Fascinating. Because my family grew up, or my dad, they always vacationed. Like, it was just part of his paradigm. It was like, and then you do Christmas break, and then you do spring break, and then you do, you know, whatever. He would go, and then we would go to the Big Island, one of the other islands
we've all heard of the Big Island.
The Big Island. And we would go for the summer, like 3 weeks in the summer, which I thought was like, wow. And he would go off, and sometimes just for weekends up there. But my husband is from a different ilk. He's from the Midwest.
Right.
And he is like, no, you don't do that. Mm-hmm. So there's this constant battle between us.
Yeah.
And I feel like he doesn't love me. We'll go back to the same, you know, like, because if they don't clean the house, they don't love me. I feel like when he doesn't want to do something happening next door, I don't know what's happening. I hope we survive
it. Excuse the noise.
Yes. Someone's hammering very loud. We're in here, by the way, having a private moment. but he never wants to do trips, even weekend trips. He's like, no.
Yeah.
Nope. Even in the winter when he's not, you know, he has a very busy schedule in the summer and the spring and the fall. But in the winter, I'm like, well, let's just do something for the week. No.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, well, whatever. I guess you don't
like
me.
But you go without him then.
Then I go without him. Yeah, I'm like, well, I'm going anyway. But it's, I miss him. It's like, yeah. It's not really solving the...
The problem.
Yeah, it's not really solving the problem. So I find that interesting how we haven't been able to blend our different, our rule books.
Yeah, for sure.
We have rule books. Like Mike's rule book is mm-hmm. kind of like your rule book is that you take one kind of big vacation maybe.
Uh-huh.
Which is like maybe a week. And that's it.
Right.
And then, and he does travel a lot for work too.
Yeah.
You're right. He travels
a lot.
He's
gone all the time.
He's gone all the time
And
too.
He goes cool places like India and Costa Rica. I don't think he feels the need to travel more on top of that.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't.
But I'm like, but I want bonding time with you away from, not that our house, it's like a wonderful house, but it's all, there's a lot of responsibility going on.
All your stuff.
Yeah. So. Mm-hmm. I don't know if anyone else has had that problem before where you have that kind of conflict with your partner in terms of different how you view the world.
Right.
And it's almost like on my page 24, it says, you know, small vacations are good. But on his page 33 in his rule book is like, they are not earned.
Right.
And they're a waste. And they're stressful. And they're blah, blah, whatever they are.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. No, it is kind of interesting. But I think the issue, though, underneath that is that we just – there is this, like, cultural, like, shame behind it.
Oh. Right. For this culture, the Western culture.
Yeah. It's like – and I don't mean vacation where you have to spend a bunch of money. I just mean vacation in, like, vacating. Like,
vacate.
Vacate.
Like, yeah.
Vacate your schedule, vacate your routine, vacate your life. Like, can you just check out for a little bit? You know, I wish that we just prioritize that a little bit more. I think we'd be a lot healthier.
Yes.
I think we need rest. I think we need, I still don't understand what the difference is between respite and respite. I have no idea. I've always said respite. I've always said
they
you
just
need
say,
like a respite.
It might be just a different definition thing.
But you always
thing.
Correct me and say, it's respite.
Well, they're two different words, I think, but you keep talking. I'm going to look it up right now.
She's on her phone. She's going to Google it.
But
I just don't think we prioritize it the way that we should as a society. And because of that, we're kind of high-strung individuals with lots of anxiety.
Well, maybe I'm saying it wrong.
Oh, my God. Have you really corrected me?
But doesn't that say respite?
Respite.
A short period of rest or relief from something difficult or unpleasant.
Yeah.
Respite.
Yeah. I'm right.
She's right. I'm wrong.
Whatever. Now you make me sound like an idiot saying respite. I need some respite.
You got somebody out there. Tell me if you've heard respite care. Finding respite care. Maybe I'll look up respite.
But why would it have an E on the end? That says respite.
That's respite.
Respite seems like it has no E on it.
What is maybe I learned it from Joe.
How does anybody learn how to speak English? There are no rules.
Oh, no. Why? Yeah.
You cannot you can't look at a word and figure out how to say it. We can't even figure out how to say these words. You got to love Spanish. It's like, these are the rules, and now you follow the rules.
Right, exactly.
And A is always going to go ah. It's just the rule. As poor as not as poor English speakers, those poor English as a second language speakers.
Is there a bite in respite? The pronunciation. Wait, oh, keep talking, everyone.
No, you're the one on the podcast. No one else is talking.
One commenter suggests plausibly, I think that respite could be formed by analogy on soundbite. Huh? I think it might be. Well, anyway, we'll look it up further for you. Respite.
Let's just say rest.
Or vacate.
Or vacate.
I like what you say, vacate.
Yeah.
But anyway, those any of you workers who've worked in the healthcare industry, do they say respite care or do they say respite care? Because that's the one question I want to know. In the healthcare industry, there's this, you offer someone respite care, I think. But it could be respite care.
I don't think anyone cares.
But anyway, what it really means is you need to take a vacation. You need to take a break. We need to take a break.
We need to take a break.
And the importance of taking a break, but the conflict for some of us about taking it. And how often are you willing to take a break?
Yeah, but I do think this is a slightly privileged conversation in the fact that not everyone can.
Well, not everyone can, but then there's the research that you know, taking a break for some that I might be defining it as like, you got to go to the coast or whatever.
Right.
But of course, it could be just a walk in the woods. Or if you have a moment to just sit outside listen to the sounds of the outside.
Yeah.
You know, so that's some sort of grounding into the present moment.
Yeah. A walk is always like one of the quickest ways for me to do that. Like,
yeah.
I just, when I'm feeling like all, you know, when the energy just feels like zzz, and it's all up high, just going outside and taking a walk. I swear there's nothing that can like just drop me down quicker than that.
And into the present and moment, into the present. Probably away from everything.
Well, it just clears my head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Getting
absolutely.
Out.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But I was just curious because from watching you planning for the vacation, it was just interesting to see all the stress, the buildup, the stress to the vacation.
Right.
And then I reflected back that I do the exact same thing. Mm-hmm. I have that incredible amount of buildup to the vacation.
Right.
Whether it's, you know, 3 days with the kids camping or whatever, you know, I get very like, and I also have a weird feeling like everything has to be in order prior to leaving, as though I might disappear. I don't know, like before I leave, you know what I mean? Like what would happen if I didn't do all the dishes?
Oh, I know.
I have a very like, or whatever it is, or I have this very obligational sense of like everything must be in order prior to vacating.
Yeah.
And I don't know if other people feel that way too.
I totally feel that way. But Rob could easily leave our house for a week and leave dishes in the sink.
Yes.
Not a problem.
Mike could, Mike not does a problem often.
Yeah.
Just kind of whoosh out the door and there he goes.
I know.
So that's an interesting conundrum too about having to have things in order prior to vacating.
Right. I don't know what it means.
I don't know what it means either. So I'm interested in it for you folks too, if anyone else has that. It
means we're anal retentive.
I might disappear somewhere on my vacate, so.
So God forbid when the cops come searching for me, there's dishes in the house.
That's what I think too. It's like, what if they come over? And it's like, she never came back, but look how.
But look at her. She really had her life together, didn't she? Because she cleaned her kitchen before she went on vacation.
And look, all the bills were paid.
Wow.
Boom, boom,
boom. A responsible woman. She really earned that vacation, didn't
she? She earned it. Too bad she never came back. But she earned it. And good job to her.
Good job.
They would say that at my funeral. You can say that at my funeral. She checked all the boxes prior to vacating.
Oh my God, seriously.
You're like, good work.
Good work. Well,
you're going to go on vacation.
I'm going to go on vacation.
What do you guys think? So there's no podcast next week.
Yeah, we'll come back after that. We've got some good topics lined up and some really cool guest speakers. So we'll talk to you guys in 2 weeks.
And that means you guys have a bunch of time to catch up next week. If you're behind on any of the podcasts,
there you go.
There's some great ones back there in the archives just waiting to be listened to. Waiting for you. Or maybe you're considering a Tulum vacation.
Oh, look at her go.
And so next week you could just be like, I really miss hearing them. You know what? I'll just sign up for Tulum.
Then you just won't hear. Never mind. I lost that one.
Then you'll hear us in Tulum a lot.
Yeah, but
a lot.
Not too much.
No, not too much. No, that's an exaggeration.
You guys will talk more than we will.
And that's what I enjoy the most.
That's right. Hearing you talk. We're sick of hearing ourselves voices. Talk. Can't wait to talk with other people.
Please, hello.
Help us.
Hello.
Help us back here.
Please comment. Please comment.
Please come in here. Save us. Bye.
Love you guys.